Art Brut bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und der Mann, der hier auch am Mikrofon stand und weiterhin steht bei dieser Band, ist jetzt im Studio. Ich freue mich sehr, dass Eddie Argus mal wieder bei Flux FM ist. Ich sage erstmal herzlich willkommen, schön, dass du da bist.
Yeah, and now I talk in German.
Good. I don't know what you're saying.
Good to have you here. And you've been here in the studio, in another Flux FM studio, for quite a while, because you did some...
I used to do the English language show, yeah, in the evenings.
Genau.
So I used to be around here at nighttime by myself, sneaking around.
Yeah, of course.
Er hat einen Key und everything.
Ja. Auf the record hat er ja lange moderiert hier bei uns. Nachts ist er immer dann durch die Redaktion gestiefelt, hatte den Schlüssel und hat sich hier gemütlich gemacht. Nun halte ich ein Buch von ihm in Händen. I Formed a Band heißt es, wie auch der gerade gehörte Song. Und da könnt ihr ja also von A bis Z nachlesen. Die Geschichte, erstmal der große Wunsch damals von Eddie, ja, eine eigene Band zu gründen. So it was always your wish
to be in a band.
To
yeah.
Form a band.
I was obsessed with it. Yeah, from the minute I was born, really. I can't remember a time where I didn't want to be in a band. So as I said, I've always wanted to be in a band. So it's quite good that it worked out.
Yeah, as a little boy, you were asked, what do you want to do? And you didn't say
fireman?
No, I
wasn't even asked. I think I just told people, hello, I want to be in a band. I didn't need to be asked.
Is that true?
Told people. Yeah, but my earliest memories of jumping around under a table pretending to be in the Specials. Like, I've always wanted to be in a band. Mm. I don't know why. I would do this thing in my show where I say any questions at the end. People are saying, did you want to be a writer, or what made you want to be in a band? I didn't care. I just wanted to be in a band with other people.
And how is it to be in a band?
It's good. I like it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah?
Pretty amazed that I managed it. Can't play an instrument, can't sing.
Come on. You've got your own style.
I've got my own style, that's true.
Would you say also it has its ups and downs?
Being in a band?
Mm-hmm.
No, I like all of it. I even like the bad stuff. I really like it. Like, it's like being in a gang, you know? It's quite hard to join a proper gang nowadays. Yeah. I think being in a band's the closest you can be to being, like, in a gang.
What did you imagine back then what it would be like being in a band, and what was it when you were in a band?
Yeah, I mean, I said it in the book as well. Like, I thought being in a band would answer all of my problems. Okay, and I thought if I was in a band, I could lie in bed till like 3 p.m. and be really lazy. But being in a band's harder work than you think it is. You know? I got up at like 4:30 this morning to get back to Berlin from Leipzig. So it's like, you know, that is different, I think. There's more hard work involved than I thought. You can't just lie around and sleep all day.
Of course. Und Art Brut hat mir auch schon große Erfolge damals gefeiert. Ihr erstes Album Bang Bang Rock and Roll im Jahr 2005 wurde hoch gelobt, und sie gehörten ja auch, wie es so schön heißt, zum europaweiten Hype britischer Indie-Bands, der sogenannten Class of 2005. You were
kind of, yeah,
part,
part
of
the Class of 2005.
No?
Yeah, us, Franz Ferdinand and all those guys, the Rakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you all meet these bands during festivals and stuff?
Yeah, well, I've been a big fan of a band called The Yummy Fur, which some of Franz Ferdinand came from. So mm-hmm. I didn't know them as friends, but I sort of knew Franz Ferdinand a bit through that. And lots of our first ever shows were playing with The Rakes. Like, we put The Rakes on. Art Brut had our own club night in London, and one of our first ever gig nights was putting The Rakes on. So yeah, it was quite a nice little scene.
And you were also talking in your book about meeting heroes, or meeting at first other bands that are playing, yeah, at festivals. And sometimes maybe you're nice to these bands. Other times maybe you're like, oh, okay, I don't even know you. You know, and then you're meeting your own heroes backstage.
Yeah.
Das ist immer so eine Sache, wenn man dann auf der Bühne steht und dann sind viele Bands natürlich bei einem Festival, ist man dann ein Arsch zu den anderen und ist unfreundlich, weil man vielleicht auch gerade keinen Bock hat. Oder sagt man, oh Gott, gleich spielt nach mir auch noch mein Held, der mich damals inspiriert hat. Also das ist immer so eine Gratwanderung.
I was only really mean to bands that deserved it, though. Like, the band I pretended I didn't know who they were was The Bravery. You know, because the Bravery were really famous at the time,
yes,
so everybody knew who they were.
Yeah.
And I thought, in England, there was a rivalry between the Bravery and the Killers.
Yes, I remember that.
So I went up to the Bravery, and I kept saying, pretending I think they were the Killers, oh, you're the Killers, brilliant. And they go, no, we're the Bravery. And I go, oh, I'm sorry, it was an honest mistake. and then run away. that was kind of what I was doing. Also, I wasn't just being a dick. There was a sense of humor behind it.
Yeah.
And they didn't find it funny, but I thought it was hilarious.
Ach, das ist lustig. Damals gab es ja diesen kleinen Beef zwischen den Killers und The Bravery. Und er ist dann hingegangen zu The Bravery backstage und hat gesagt, hier, ey, ihr seid doch die Killers. Sie meinten dann, nein, wir sind The Bravery. Und er sagt, no, it was an honest mistake. Schön mal den Song zitiert von The Killers. But there was also a little bit of a fight. I read about the Arctic Monkeys. There was a glass smashed
bottle. Yeah, well, they are Arctic Monkeys. They're just kids, aren't they? The Arctic Monkeys, and they threw a champagne bottle into our dressing room. They were just being dicks, and it nearly hit Mike, our drummer's little sister, mm-hmm, who was asleep, and she was only like 15. And it nearly smashed her in the head. So Ian in my band got really angry and went and kicked their door in and start threatening them with a bottle. But I think they deserved it, you know. But
yeah.
So, yeah,
he threw a bowl or a bottle?
The guy from the Arctic Monkeys threw a bottle.
Yeah, okay.
A champagne bottle, a magnum of champagne, quite big. Yeah. So it would have really hurt. So Ian picked that up and went and threatened them with it. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can swear, can't I? Because it's German radio.
You can do everything.
I can say the F word, yes, yeah. Ian had the bottle of champagne, kicked in the Arctic Monkeys door and went, who threw this? You're not fucking with the Kaiser Chiefs now. And threatened them, I came back to see all this. I was quite proud of him standing up for like a younger girl. It's good.
Yeah, and after that they were quiet.
Yeah, they were. I think they were a bit scared of him. Yeah, yeah. The Monkeys are like sort of posh little kids, aren't they?
So yeah. Da gab es wohl auch ein Festival, haben die nebenan Dressing Room gehabt und haben da eine große Champagnerflasche, also eine Magnumflasche, rübergeworfen in die Umkleidekabine von Art Brut und die ist kaputt gegangen, direkt neben der Schwester eines Bandmitgliedes. Also es war richtig eng und gefährlich natürlich und dann ist ein Bandmitglied, der Ian nämlich, der Gitarrist, rübergegangen und hat sie erstmal ordentlich zur Sau gemacht und dann haben die Arctic Monkeys gar nichts mehr gesagt. So sieht's nämlich mal aus. Du wohnst schon lange in Berlin, schon 5 Jahre.
5 Jahre, yeah. But I should speak more German. I know you're going to say that.
Und du willst jetzt aber ab April Deutsch unterrichten.
Yeah, intense Deutsch lessons is the plan for April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Das ist ein guter Plan.
5 hours a day for 5 months, yeah.
Er hat nämlich auch eine kleine Familie hier, ein kleines Kind. In Pankow wohnt ihr?
Mm-hmm, Pankow.
Why did you choose to live in Pankow?
Well, I don't know. I lived everywhere. I've lived like everywhere. I lived in Neukölln and Wedding and Prenzlauer and Mitte. I saw the last one left. I got a Pankow. Pick.
You can also go to Charlottenburg.
That's true. I could go to Charlottenburg. Pankow's really nice though. We went there and it's really green. It's good. I've got a little boy now, so it's nice for all the green in the parks and everything.
What about going back to the south of England?
No, I'm sort of done with England.
Yeah.
I did an interview for like a Leipzig magazine yesterday and they were saying, what is better about Germany than England? About everything.
Very good. We're going to play a song which is also really famous. It's called Emily Kane. And we can, es gibt sehr viele Sachen, die wir über Emily Kane erfahren in dem Buch von Eddie Argus. Da gehen wir gleich noch ins Detail. Dann schließlich haben wir den Mann jetzt direkt hier am Mikrofon stehen. Art Brut Emily Kane. Und sind wir gleich wieder zurück in der Morning Show am Nachmittag und besprechen das neue Buch von Eddie Argus. Emily Kane von Art Brut, besungen von Eddie Argos, ist bestimmt eine Frau, zu der er schon 1000 Mal ausgefragt wurde. Aber wir wollen noch eine 1001 drauflegen, denn in seinem Buch beschreibt er das Ganze ja auch nochmal. Da kann man richtig schön ins Detail gehen und erfragen und erfahren, wie es darum gestanden hat, um diese große Liebe. Viele dachten immer, das war die große Liebe. Many people thought that was the big, big, big love, but it wasn't really the big,
big love. For me it was. I wrote it. I hadn't seen her in a long time, so I wrote it. Because, you know, we'd broken up in a funny way and I thought, oh, maybe something's still there. And but I didn't see it. Like whatever I say in the song, 10 years, whenever we recorded it, I worked it out to the second. So whatever I say in the song at the time was exactly right, last time I saw her. But before it came out, we had friends in common still. And I wasn't sure about the legality of singing a song about a real person. Uh-huh. So I thought I'd better let her know. And then she was like, I've written the song about you. And she said, we were texting. She was like, is it nice about me?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Maybe a bit too nice. I said, I'm never going to love anybody else ever again. And then she freaked out a bit. And then we spoke. And, I mean, she's got a husband now and 2 kids. So it's not like.
And she's living in England?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're friends on Facebook now. She got married. Her name's different now, her surname. I think she just got married to change her surname.
Oh,
keep people away from finding
just
on the internet.
Just because of you. Yeah. And you said that the other interviewers came up to you and said, well, oh, I heard about Emily Kane. How are you? And
it was nice in Germany. Well, because I was saying this to somebody else earlier, like, journalism is much better here than it is in the UK. Like, in the UK, the questions are like, what's your favourite biscuit? You know, or what's your favourite colour?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, the Emily Kane song's hilarious. Did you make, you made her up and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and, but I came to Germany and they were like, oh, man, you must have really loved her. Yeah. Like, it's so nice, that song. And like, I was like, oh, okay, people understand it a bit more here, what we're doing in the UK.
What was the intention of the book? What do you want, what would make you happy?
Well, I wrote it, like, I mean, I'm in a band and I did quite well at being in a band. So I thought I'd write the book really enthusiastically so other people, amateurs, I prefer it to be amateurs, could pick up the book and like get enthused by it and start their own bands. That was the plan, really. So a lot of the fun stuff that happens you don't have to be successful for it to happen, you know. So I think everyone should just start a band. Yeah. And the plan is lots of like loads of people will read it and there'll be lots of enthusiastic amateurs starting bands everywhere. That's the plan.
When you were also famous in 2005, where you had maybe this peak or this very moment where lots of bands were, and sometimes bands have these moments for themselves where they have the, how do you say, like, they get arrogant, they become arrogant, and like when they come to interviews, you know, they're like the hyped heroes. Uh-huh. I mean, this time is over for most of the bands, but this was back then a time. I don't know, what are your experiences with Razorlight, for example?
That's in the book. Yeah, Razorlight, they're pretty snobby. Razorlight, they've not got the talent to back it up, though, have they? That's the problem with Razorlight. Like, I quite like some of the things Johnny Braille says and the names of songs. Like, that's hilarious. That's what rock stars should do. But then Johnny Braille hasn't got like the sense of humor or the intelligence to back it up.
Yeah,
and that's the sad thing about Razorlight, I think.
What was about Artbrut? How could you handle the fame and the situation?
I've always been quite self-depreciative as part of my personality, I think, is to sort of play things down a bit and stuff. Yeah. So I never really got arrogant, I don't think, at least not in public.
Und was ich ja auch ganz interessant fand, was wir eben ja schon, als Benjamin von Stuttgart-Barre hier war, kurz angesprochen hatten, dass diese unterschiedliche Wahrnehmung der Band, denn Eddie hat geschrieben, in UK we were much just a cult band, in the US we were like hipsters a little bit, and in Germany we were regarded as intellectuals. Na?
Pretty good, yeah.
Und dass man sozusagen in einigen Magazinen wurde eben ja etwas hochtrabender über sie gesprochen und sogar seine Texte wurden an der Humboldt-Uni auseinandergenommen und diskutiert. So it's such a different way, a band playing always the same songs. But
It always confused me how it got taken differently in different places. I liked it. Germany was right. I'm an intellectual.
Yeah, of course.
I heard you talking to Benjamin about that earlier. He stood up for me.
You listened to that.
You tricked people into thinking he's an intellectual. And Benjamin was like, no. Good. They're like, I walked past him on the stairs and patted him on the back. Thanks, man.
Yeah, really? You saw him?
I didn't really pat him on the back. I saw him as I left, though.
Okay.
As I came in.
Das wäre ja lustig gewesen. Also hat uns vorhin schon zugehört. Das gehört. Sehr gut. Ja, das ist noch, ich finde es einfach nur sehr interessant, wie unterschiedlich die Wahrnehmung ist, dass einfach Menschen, ne, so unterschiedlich darauf reagieren. Like in the UK, it's totally different than here. But that's why you moved, of course, to Berlin.
I like Germany a lot. Yeah,
because
we
love you as well.
That's good.
So what's the plan now? Tonight, you're at the Grüner Salon. Da wird es eine Art, es ist keine wirkliche Lesung, es ist spoken word performance.
Spoken word, maybe rewind, it's not really a reading, because I like eye contact. It's more of like it's like a spoken word thing I wrote that sort of ties in with the book.
Yeah.
I talk for about an hour, I do some questions at the end. It's good fun. Everyone should come down and see it. I'm very proud of it.
You can be. Also wenn ihr Lust habt, heute Abend dahin zu gehen, in den Grünen Salon, seid ihr herzlich eingeladen. Eddie Argos wird sein neues Buch vorstellen, I Formed a Band. Und ihr könnt euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste setzen lassen. 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Und wir legen noch was oben drauf. Wenn jemand sagt, ich möchte auch gerne das Buch haben, was wir sehr empfehlen können, dann schreibt ihr eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de. win@fluxfm.de. Stichwort I Formed a Band. Das ist doch mal ein gutes Stichwort. Und ganz kurz noch zum Foreword bei Frank Black.
Yeah, he said some pretty nice stuff about me too.
Yeah, das ist natürlich nicht schlecht. Wie kommt man an ein Foreword von Frank Black? You worked together with Frank Black and recorded
with him. He's not a Brute fan. He really liked our band. So we ended up, I like his band too, obviously. But yeah, so we ended up working together. Like, he's been really good for everything, really. And what he wrote, I just wanted him to write like a nice little thing. And he wrote a really good, very nice thing about me, which I might turn into a t-shirt and just wear around all the time. Look what Frank Black said about me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, he wrote a really nice foreword for me. He offered. It was not very nice of him.
Also Frank Black natürlich von den Pixies, der aber schon lange auch mit Eddie zusammenarbeitet, and you just asked him and said, well, I got my book ready, can you write something?
Yeah, well, we were sort of talking about the book and stuff, and he almost suggested it. So yeah, I sort of asked him sort of formally and he said yes.
Yeah.
And he wrote it and I was like, oh, he's just going to write like something a bit nice. And he wrote, we should win the book, we should buy the book to read the foreword.
Okay. Sehr schön. Also, I Formed a Band, das neue Buch von Eddie Argus, wenn ihr mal wirklich nachlesen wollt, wie es damals dazu kam, dass er die Band gegründet hat und all die Hintergründe und auch die Geschichten, die er erlebt hat mit seinen Jungs, dann sei dieses Buch euch sehr ans Herz gelegt. Wie gesagt, ihr könnt es gewinnen über win@fluxfm.de, Stichwort I Formed a Band, da werden wir dann per Zufallsgenerator die Gewinner rauspicken. Bitte, wenn möglich, eure Adresse mit reinschreiben, denn dann können wir ja auch nochmal schön das dann direkt zuschicken und müssen nicht immer hin und her mailen. It was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks, Robert.
And a nice evening at the Grüne Salon.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
When you come back the next time, we only speak in Deutsch.
Yeah, good. After April.
Yeah, after April. April 2017. Okay.
2020.
Okay. Wir hören noch einen weiteren Song von Artbrut, nämlich DC Comics and Chocolate Milkshake. Danke an Eddie Argos. Bye bye.
Good.